Andrew Zellman, the publisher of Cleveland Scene Magazine, joins us as he does every single Friday. So Cork and Cleaver and Broadview Heights going to close.
They are going to be closing. So on Saturday, June 2nd, it'll be the last night for Cork and Cleaver, as you mentioned, in Broadview Heights on Broadview Road. Chef and owner Brian Okin, who also has this Polpetta concept, which is the meatball-centric concept that he had been doing at Porco and is now opening a standalone place. This is the 19900 Detroit Road in Rocky River, the old River Dog Cafe. And so he's closing Cork and Cleaver and opening Polpetta, which is the meatball place, kind of instantaneously.
And we've got a big event going on this weekend in downtown Willoughby. It's the Rib Burn-Off.
Yes, it starts Saturday, which is tomorrow at noon, and goes until 10 o'clock p.m., and then Sunday from noon to 8 p.m. This is a free event. They actually close the streets down in downtown Willoughby. It's one of the only times of the year that we do that. There will be about 15 different rib and food vendors. All the local restaurants will be participating, along with national rib companies coming in for it. All different kinds of beer and alcohol available, and then all different music all throughout the day and night. Cover acts, local acts, and that Saturday night headliner is the band Lit. The 1990s band Lit will be playing at 7 o'clock on Saturday night on the main stage. So it should be a fun, exciting, great weekend in downtown Willoughby.
Like My Own Worst Enemy, Lit?
That's such a good song. Yes.
I love that song. Oh, that is cool. That is very, very cool.
I actually saw them in the 90s at Blossom. They opened up for The Offspring, and they put on a really good show. So exciting to have them there.
What good scoop. I tell you what, this is an interesting concept, and I'm not sure that I've even heard of something like this before, but a beefsteak is coming to town. Tell us where and a little bit about that concept.
Yeah, and this is a little different for something for us to talk about, because it's actually a restaurant opening in the Cleveland Clinic's Cryo building. It's beefsteak, and it's a healthy, fresh, fast casual concept from famed chef Jose Andreas. Andreas is the chef that's gotten a lot of headlines based on his work in Puerto Rico, and he is bringing, this is his first restaurant in the Cleveland area, which is why it's really interesting. He is one of the most well-known chefs and restaurateurs in the country, really in the world, and the Cleveland Clinic is trying to bring in more healthier food concepts, and this is one of them. So like you mentioned, the beefsteak, it's a beefsteak tomato burger featuring in-season tomatoes, pickled red onion, sprouts, caper herb mayo on a brioche bun. And so it's not all vegetarian or not all vegan, but he's bringing in this new health-focused concept into the clinic. So it really makes sense. And maybe this will be the first of other restaurants that Andreas decides to bring to the Cleveland area. So really exciting.